If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Go Wild is a free social community created for and by hunters. This means that unlike mainstream social media, your trophy pictures won't be censored. They're encouraged. As you spend time on Go Wild, you will earn awesome rewards such as gift cards, free swag, and big discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex. You will even earn $10 just for signing up. Visit downloadgowild.com and sign up today. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut, and pouches that gives you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz that you're used to without tobacco. Fully Loaded Chew comes in 9 flavors and is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine. To give us a try, head on over to fullyloadedchew.com for a $1 can of chew with free shipping when you enter the code OUTDOOR1, OUTDOOR, and the number 1. For more information on our product line, visit fullyloadedchew.com.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Mic check, 1, 2, here we go. Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be talking with Jake Nelson from Summit Tree Stands. Now, Summit is one of those tree stand companies that's been around for quite a while, and they're really known for their climbing tree stands. I don't have a ton of experience using a climber, but I'll tell you this, I did use it back in the day, and for, I want to say, about a half a season, and it just came to the point, and this is just my personal opinion, that I couldn't get up into trees with with some of these stands because, you know, the branches that are going every which way. But that's not to say that climbing tree stand is not a viable option for certain types of hunters. And Jake does a really good job of explaining why that's the case. He talks about company history. He talks about materials. He talks about design. He talks about like things like the sound deadening technology that they have, the cable adjustability that you can adjust your platform and seat while you're actually in the stand climbing. We talk about their hang-ons. We talk about some other accessories that they have along with their ladder stands as well. So it's just a really cool conversation about Summit tree stands. And we even talk a little bit about the tree stand market in general. So awesome episode. Before we get started though, we're going to do a quick little break here, and I'm going to mention a couple of the brands. I want to shout out a couple of the brands here. I want to talk about Tethered real quick. I've been peer pressured into getting a saddle, and I have a ton of guys out there who have been trying to, long story short, peer pressure me into hunting from a saddle this upcoming season. And finally, I think I want to do it to shut some of these guys up. So I'm going to be working a little bit with Tethered, a lot more information to come on the saddle, how I use it, how I feel about it, that kind of stuff. Right now I'm spending a lot of time on hunt stand. I talk about this every week. If you are going to take an out of state trip, if you're looking to do e-scouting on a property, you know, or a property you don't know, looking for places to potentially hunt, you should be doing that right now. And you can do that on Hunt Stand. Go to huntstand.com and check out all the functionality of their app. And it allows you to get a little bit better of a feel of what they do on their app. And I'm telling you right now, I just can't imagine hunting without a hunting app these days. It's just part of how I do it. More information also coming about Annihilator broadheads. I'm going to get the guys, the owners of Annihilator, on to talk about their brand and their product line. So more information coming about Annihilator broadheads. And then, of course, we have the Average Conservationist. If you're looking for a badass apparel line that's conservation-minded and conservation-focused, you need to go check out theaverageconservationist.com. Take a look at their hats, take a look at their hoodies, their logo wear. It's a badass company that gives 10% of all of their revenue to some form of conservation effort. So not only are they talking the talk, but they are walking the walk. And Marcus, the owner, also has the Average Conservationist podcast here on the network. So make sure that you guys are taking a listen to that as well. So there's the commercials. Huge shout out to all the brands. Please go out and support the brands that support this podcast. And let's get into today's episode with Summit Tree Stands. 3, 2, 1. All right. On the phone with me today from Summit Tree Stands, Mr. Jake Nelson. Jake, how we doing, man?
Hey, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for taking time out of your day to hop on and talk a little bit about Summit.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Happy to be here.
What's the weather down? Like this spring has really just been kind of a long winter almost here in the Midwest, but you guys are from Alabama. What's your spring been like so far?
It's nice and warm now. We had, the beginning of turkey season, some pretty colds, run and gun sessions there, but now it's really warmed up in the last couple of weeks. So yeah, we got the tank tops out, and we're pretty much summertime right now.
I feel ya. So you guys are based out of Alabama. Whereabouts in Alabama?
So we are headquartered from our parent company, Pradco Outdoor Brands, in Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, okay. I lived in Alabama for just over a year. I lived in Hartsel, which is just south of Decatur.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
I'm from Huntsville, right around there.
Oh, yeah, just north of that yet. Yeah, so, dude, I really liked it. There's a Waffle House every 7 feet, but there's a lot of, I didn't mind going there. Birmingham is I visited it one time. That's a great town. A lot of things to do in Birmingham, man.
Yeah, I love it. We're really, I particularly live pretty close to downtown, pretty close to work, and I'm less than an hour from where I'm hunting at, and I can be at a multitude of boat ramps in 35 minutes. So I'm pretty happy with how it's situated for me.
So Birmingham is kind of like a big town, but it's close to, or it's not such a hard, like if you lived in New York City or Chicago, man, you got to go out a ways to get away from people and to find some hunting locations and things like that. It sounds like Birmingham, it's fairly close to get to those kind of activities.
Yeah, it's the biggest city in Alabama, and actually not that far behind like Huntsville and I think Mobile's down there. But but we're big enough to draw some music acts coming to town. You know, get Chris Stapleton, that kind of thing coming around. But yeah. Small enough to where we can get out in the woods pretty quick. So
that's a good thing, man. You got to have your tree stand time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I'd have a hard time living in somewhere like Atlanta or something like that, which it's nice, for me to go visit, go see the Braves or something, but that's a little too big for me. So Birmingham's kind of the best of both worlds.
Right. Right. Man, I lived in Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for about 3 months. Well, specifically College Park. I lived in a hotel in College Park, and, man, I liked certain parts of Atlanta, but I did not like the Atlanta traffic. Man, that down there is just on another level.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, okay. Why don't you start off by talking to us a little bit about what your role is within Summit?
Yeah, so I'm the product manager, and I'm a mechanical engineer by education. I've got a bachelor's and master's degree from UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. So go Blazers.
There you go. And,
straight out of college, went into the electric utility industry, worked there for about 6 years, and then joined doing product design, and then joined Summit. So I do the product design and the product management for there. So I design all the products, represent us on the ASTM, which is the standards organization that all the tree stands, are tested to. So I'm the voting member there. I do actually sit on the TMA, Tree Stand Manufacturing Association board of directors representing Summit. And then I get to do some of the more fun stuff, podcasts, and some of you can see my face on a lot of the pictures and videos, and listen to my monotone voice on some of the instructional videos. So I do a little jack of all trades, but product design and testing specifically is my passion.
Gotcha.
With the stuff I get to do.
Yeah. These days, especially in the hunting industry and through doing a lot of these interviews, I have found that there's no such thing as a guy who does one guy or gal who does one thing anymore. Like if you're working for a manufacturer or a company that makes a hunting product, you're doing, whether that's answering the phones, customer service, to managing the product line, to engineering, like there, people in the hunting industry are, like you said, jack of all trades when it comes to, I guess, working for some of these brands.
Yeah. And that is what, and I came from a larger industry where that was not true. People had a lot more niche roles, which honestly didn't suit me, as well as an engineer who's good at a desk and getting hands on and doing some of the other stuff too. The hunting industry kind of lends itself to that, where everybody, well, and particularly where people hunt, and Summit specifically is engineered for hunters by hunters.
Yeah.
So that was one of the big things that drove me to join Summit. So yeah, I think you're spot on there within the hunting industry. You got a lot of utility players.
Yeah. How many years have you been working for Summit?
3.5 now.
Okay, 3.5. And I feel like 3.5, did you work with any type of tree stand manufacturer before then?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Nope. So as you get into this new world, the position that you're in, and you start to design some tree stands and things like that, since you've started working for Summit, like, talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on the tree stand market in general.
Well, and one of the things that drove me to Summit specifically was being one of the leaders, you know, especially for climbers being the leader.
Yeah.
The tree stand market in general, you've got some passionate guys out there.
Yeah.
Specifically with climbers, you know, the guys that are getting out there back, you know, really backwoods, back into the public land hunters. So that's kind of an exciting aspect of it. You know, you got the guys kayaking in, bringing all their gear in, packing out. So that is a exciting aspect of it. It not really exactly a growing market. But it is, I do think there's still room for innovation in it. But yeah, it is it's an exciting market with a lot of yeah, passionate, users and manufacturers out there.
Yeah. And specifically, like, for what I take away from this is, like, we have tree stands almost in three different categories. You know, like, it's hard to compare a ladder stand to a hang on, and it's hard to compare a hang on to a climber, or, you know, any one of those combinations. And so, you know, one thing that I've noticed is this hang on market getting a lot of attention lately. Lots of new companies are coming out. They're trying to build the latest, greatest, whether that's carbon, whether it's a knockoff, whether it is, you know, one thing or another. But a lot of the focus has been kind of on hang-ons. At least that's what I've seen. Now, when it comes to climbers, and that, you know, climbers have been around for a very long time, and like you said, Summit has kind of led the way with their climbers. Is a climbing tree stand, like, what, why do you think there's a lot of attention on a hang on and not so much on on the climbing tree stands?
Well, and it could just be, that, yes, well, Summit's been the leader in climbing tree stands, and there really hasn't been a whole lot of innovation in that area.
Gotcha.
With the exception of two exciting new products that we've got come out in the last 2 years that I think we could talk about later.
Yeah.
But it may just be there's more buzz because there's more players, new names, new faces.
Yeah. How hard is it at that point to, you know, like, I talked with a guy who has a broadhead company, and he talks about, like, dude, we feel like we have a really, really good broadhead, and we don't change it. It's just like our broadheads are really efficient. They're made from the best material. The design is really good. So we don't change it. We don't come out with a new product every year. And sometimes that's a struggle to continue to have market share when your product is, there's nothing really new about it. Do you guys ever have to face that in the climbing market?
Oh, I mean, and specifically for the Summit Viper, I mean, that is a daily struggle where, you know, we've got the best product out there.
Yeah.
It's got the name recognition and everything, but I guess keeping it relevant at that point is, I guess the difficulty there is growth,
right?
Where, you know, we've got our base. But yeah, the growth aspect is more difficult, and we've been able to achieve some of that with some of the new technologies that, you know, patented within the last 3 years.
Gotcha. All right, so let's talk about that. Like, What makes, and you can even talk specifically from the Viper that you just mentioned, where you can talk about summit climbers in general. Let's start off with who uses a climbing tree stand?
So, you know, climbing tree stands to me are the most versatile tree stand that you've got. So, you know, our standard Viper's coming in at 20 pounds, and that allows you huge versatility with, you know, the ability to pack in, pack out day of, and sit safely and comfortably all day.
Yeah.
So, whether, and it's really not limited to bow or rifle hunters. It's very versatile in both ways there. But for, so really for public land, I think it's a key to where, you know, you can't go in and, you know, reliably leave your gear out, without fear that, you know, it might not be there when you come back.
Yeah.
So for public land hunters, really, really great option. I most of the time hunt private land on a couple different parcels, and I really utilize it for when I get that most recent intel and just jump on it. And to me, I actually prefer sitting out of a climber than anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you're comfortable with it, you can get in, get up very quietly. And then once I'm sitting, the key for me is once I'm sitting in a climber, it's as comfortable as any other setup. But yeah, I mean, public land hunters are great. You know, private land hunters, if you've got multiple sites that you want to hunt or multiple wind directions that you want to set up on, but, you know, maybe you don't have the money to buy multiple hang on setups, multiple ladder stand setups. Climber's a great option because you can change that on a spot without, you know, blowing up your spot. So
yeah,
you can slip in, slip out quiet without leaving a whole bunch of scent, and get that, you know, that new setup ready to go.
Yeah. So back in the day, one of the first tree stands I ever had access to, most of my stuff, like, I started out of a ladder stand like most people probably do, if I had to guess. Then I kind of started dabbling around and moving around. And I started messing around with a hand-me-down climbing stand. I don't think it was a Summit. It was really old, and it was actually junk, basically. I mean, it almost looked like it had homemade aspects to it, but I started messing around with that. Now, when it comes to a hang on versus a climber and things like that, like, what would you say is the learning curve to get a climber and start using it effectively?
The great thing about a climber is you can go practice in your backyard,
right?
And then, you know, bring it in with you day of. The learning curve is probably more on, and it might be also more just knowing your land and tree selection, learning how the platform tilts as the tree tapers down as you go up. And obviously you got to know your safety harness, you know, instructions, and follow those to the letter, you know, stay connected from the time you get up, you know, leave your feet, leave the ground. But in terms of the climbing process, it's probably very similar to learning how to hang a hang on properly with the climbing sticks. Yeah. Once you get up there and set, you know, it's about the same. So, and I would expect the learning curve on getting the actual climbing process is pretty similar to, you know, picking out your hang on setup and getting everything hung correctly.
Right. Okay. And I'm 41, right? So I got some lower back things going on. I got some knees going on. Is this a young man or a skinny man's climbing tree stand? I mean, and the reason I ask that is because it is an activity right, to climb a tree with this. And so is this like, is it easy? Is it loud? I mean, break that, some of that stuff down for us.
So I'm a little bit younger than you. I'm 34.
Yeah.
But I got a big old 2-year-old boy, so I do feel it in my lower back sometimes, and I've got 6 knee surgeries under my belt.
Yep.
So honestly, the hike in, hike out is more troublesome to me than the climbing procedure. I mean, especially with, if you look at the standard Viper design, the closed front, it's a sit stand climbing procedure. So, you know, you take little bites at a time, and go up the tree, and specifically to that slower, you think slower movement, slower, smaller movements really to me ends up being faster up the tree and quieter up the tree than trying to take big old movements and, you know, end up doing dips or whatever. The really correct and easiest way to do it is a sit stand climbing procedure. And the climbing platforms itself, you know, the Viper weighs 20 pounds, the Viper Steel at 29. So you're not carrying in a huge amount of weight. You know, it really is, it is fairly easy once you learn the correct procedures.
Yeah. Yeah. And then speak on the comfort aspect of it, because as I start to get older, I look less, I mean, you know, I used to be that guy who's like, I need a platform the size of a coffee cup to stand on. I need that same amount of space to sit down. So like I had no problem back in the day sitting a long period of time in a very uncomfortable position. Now, if I do that, I might be out of the game for a day. You know what I mean? If I sacrifice any type of awkward position or things like that. So speak about the comfort aspect of the climbers.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, I'd say comfort's one of our 3 key principles behind safety, quality, product, and comfort. And for me, and kind of my design principles too, is I will sacrifice a little bit of weight. So I'll increase a little bit of weight in order to get a more comfortable sit.
Yeah.
And what that allows me to do is get in 30 minutes earlier and sit 30 minutes to, you know, plus later. And really, you know, with no discomfort, and that allows me to sit up there quiet, not fidgeting, not moving around, you know, just perfectly still. So really for me personally and Summit, you know, comfort is one of our keys. And you'll see that on our hang on stands. We have big foot platforms, same with the, you know, we do have some of the smaller man stands and the open front, climber, you know, open front design, you know, specifically for bow hunters, but it's still got a big old 3-inch padded seat on there. So yeah, comfort really a key in the Summit, mantra.
Yeah. So let's talk about the specifics at this point of your guys' climbers. What makes them good? I mean, what makes them have, you know, a product doesn't stick around this long if they're crap. You know what I mean? So what makes them good? What makes them comfortable? What makes them efficient?
Yeah. So our, one, just the commitment to quality and safety. We have strict quality procedures at our manufacturing locations to where we are confident that we are putting out a product that's within, you know, design specifications. And one of those design specifications with our aluminum material we use, we've got a lightweight stand that is still very strong.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that peace of mind behind you've got a tried and true design. But yeah, the Viper design really has not, I guess really since the mid 2000s has not changed greatly. Started with the blade design, and in aluminum and steel versions, and then got the instead of the blade on that contacted the back of the tree with the steel cable and lug design that we have today, and really hasn't changed too much since the mid-2000s. And it's kind of a, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Right. And so what about, you guys have a ton of different options here. I mean, you have the Viper, you know, the whole Viper series. It looks like you have something called the Open Shot, the Summit Titan. Is there a, let's just say a, not a timeline, but let's say if you're young and you can run and gun hard, and you don't mind, like there's no weight restrictions to what you're carrying in versus a guy who's maybe older, slower, maybe not in the best shape anymore, or a guy who's looking to count ounces, or a guy who's looking for ultimate comfort. Like, break down the line, your guys' line, on maybe what would be the best option for, you know, some of these different types of hunters.
Yeah, okay. And so I just kind of start off by saying that the Viper is the bread and butter, and then you've really got sized up and sized down from there, kind of with the exception of the Open Shot. So that's our lightest stand we've got. So it is an open front design. So really specifically for bow hunters. So there's no front bar there. So you've got full limb clearance on your compound bow.
Okay.
And so for me, if I, you know, if I was to be in a run and gun situation where maybe, you know, I saw a scrape way back and wanted to get a new setup on there, that's what I would take in day of if I was hunting a compound.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Which one was that you said? The Viper what?
So that's the Open Shot.
Oh, the Open Shot. And that's looks like it's a little bit lower profile of a climber.
Yeah, so that is as with no front bar, it's as light as we get.
Okay.
So you know, it comes in 15 pounds. It's got our smallest foot platform on there. And so again, specifically for kind of the bow setup, and then just up from there, you've got the Mini Viper. So just a little bit smaller version of the Mini Viper. So that might be good just for a smaller framed person or somebody that's really just trying to shed a little weight on the hike in, but it still has the super comfortable standard seat that we have on almost, you know, all our other stands. But just a little bit smaller frame, so you know your elbows be tucked in a little more. And that comes in at 18 pounds, and then at 20 pounds, you got the standard Viper. So, you know, bread and butter, and all of those stands that I've just mentioned are at 300 pound weight rating. But then up from there, you've got our big boy stands. So Goliath, Titan, and 180 Max. So those all, we have a little bit different, aluminum design that we use in those, gets us up to that 350 pound weight rating that we can safely put on those stands. And then they're also just bigger frames to accommodate, you know, a bigger framed hunter.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And let me say the 180 Max is the kind of the oddball out of them all, because you can actually, that one, you can actually have the seat where you face the tree, which some people, you know, just prefer to do.
So you can flip it if you want. Okay. So, well, that's kind of cool. Some guys like to face the tree and some guys like to, face away from it.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. So then let's talk about the adjustability. You're walking into the woods and you're like, oh man, my go-to trees, maybe it's occupied by another hunter. Maybe the deer are already in there and you can't go in fear of busting them. So you got to go to a different tree. It's a different size, yada, yada, yada. How easy is it to adjust these climbers to get to, you know, for a variety of different trees or in a variety of different settings or people sizes?
I mean, so adjustability, the, you know, well, there's not too much you can do with people sizes, you know, that's kind of climber selection specific. So you want to get the frame,
right,
where you want it. Our seat height is fully adjustable, which for me, that's more, I like to sit low when I'm rifle hunting and up nice and high when I'm bow hunting. But with tree selection, that's where the real adjustability aspects come in. So 8 to 10 inch diameter is what tree you're looking for. And then the cables, you just got to select the right lug when you're putting both frames onto the tree, just size it up for that tree. And you know, the trickier part being you want a straight live tree. Make sure you don't got obstructions while you're going up. Pine trees are actually pretty good around where I hunt. They're nice and soft, easy to sink into, and they generally don't taper too bad once you get up.
Yeah. Okay. And so you can, not only do you have an option for every person size, but then the adjustability for the scenario. I mean, you can make it fit in pretty much any scenario.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, you know, with that said, then let's talk about tree specific. And, I mean, climbers, you got to have some kind of unobstructed trunk of a tree to get to a certain level. What kind of tree are we looking for when we're using one of your climbers?
So, and that is one of the advantages you get in a hang-on setup that would make me go to pack a hang-on in would, yeah, be, you know, a lot of limbs and obstructions going up that I'm going to use my climbing sticks and hang-on stand to get around those. The climber, you want an unobstructed tree, and that's really what you're looking for. But and you don't want huge swings in tree diameter, because that affects how the, yeah, as you're going up the tree, that it affects how the platforms level out.
Yeah.
We actually have this year come out with the patented Viper Level Pro, which allows you to change that tree cable length while connected to the tree. So it levels out your platforms as you're going up. So that's one of the key things we've done just this year to kind of address the versatility and versatility in that adjustability design aspect.
Okay. And so you do have the ability to do a little bit of leveling as well, is what you're getting.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. So
while attached to the tree.
Right. Is there ever an option? And I don't, you know, obviously you want to wear like a lineman's belt or a safety harness while you're, you know, climbing the tree. And I do that with my hang-on systems that I use throughout the years. But is there a way to take it apart and go above a limb while you're, let's just say I need to get to 18 feet, but at about 8 feet, there is a big old limb that sticks out. Is there a way to get past that in a climber?
No, there's not. So, okay. And that's one thing that where a hang on,
right,
setup does have an advantage of, because, or, you know, you come in with your pole saw and you clear that out. So I guess I briefly mentioned it earlier, but knowing your land a little bit and,
right,
tree selection can be a key in the the use, or, you know, versatility of your tree selection with the climber.
Right.
And pines are great around here because there's generally none of those. You generally got, you know, a clear path
straight trees
up the hunting height.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that problem can be solved, like you said, with a little bit of preseason work, or postseason work, or whatever. You find a good tree and just cut some limbs off it, if you have the ability to cut some limbs off it. And then next thing you know, you have an unobstructed climb to at whatever distance you want. But let's get into the hang-ons here a second. And I noticed that you guys have, it looks to me, and I'm on your website, just two options at this time?
Yeah. So we have one. I mean, it's kind of a better best option. One steel, kind of more economical version.
Yeah.
But it does have, it's got a pretty large foot platform. So, you know, once you get it hung, you got a good comfortable sit. We are really excited about the patented design we came out with. I guess it was a year and a half ago, with the dual axis design. So aluminum stand, 16 pounds. But with that 16 pounds, you get a big, again, all aluminum construction, you get a big, foot platform, the same style that we put on our pro series of Viper climbers. But the real key thing there is the dual axis portion. So the dual position seat that we've got.
Okay. I see. Now I see. 'Cause my next question was going to be, that seat curves all the way under. What was the design for, what's the reasoning for that? And now I see, when it's up, you can lean on it.
Yeah. So if you see it, it's a little goofy looking at it if you don't know what it's for, but it will flip up, lock into a vertical position, and then you've got a pommel style seat.
Right.
And you know, you talked about comfort earlier and staying comfortable and staying ready. Well, this allows you, you know, that first hour of the morning, or, you know, last hour at dusk, to stay up, stay ready, but take some of that weight off your knees and stay comfortable, not be fidgeting around.
Yeah.
And it, you can actually do all that silently. I had a button buck under me, this season, and I could have dropped down on him, and I went up into the standing position, and he never knew I was there.
Yeah.
So it's a patented design that, it's the only hang on I really hunt out of.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about this, what's it called here? Dead metal sound deadening technology. What is that?
Yeah, so that we've got in all aluminum climbers, and as well as that dual axis stand. So we put a sound deadening foam in the foot platform. So, you know, I mean, hollow metal tubing is notoriously loud.
Absolutely.
And metal to metal contact is a dead giveaway in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the most unnatural sound that you can have out there. So we fill that, the foot platform, so that, you know, metal to metal contact, your boot, hitting it, it really just deadens the sound levels that you get out of that, foot platform.
Right. Okay. And so that quiets it down a little bit. Are these hang-ons, are they easy to set up and tear down? Let's say if a guy wanted to be a mobile hunter, and let's say he moved around quite a bit, is this an option for him?
Yeah. And at 16 pounds, it's not the lightest setup that's out there, but for the comfort and the, ability that you get with the dual seat position, it can be a really good option.
Okay. And what about crooked trees? Is there any type of leveling or adjustability to where whether a tree is leaning forward, backward, left, right, you can adjust to get it straight in the tree?
No, this is it's pretty meant for the straight setup.
Gotcha.
I mean, there's always a little you can do with you know, the ratchet straps and getting it seated on there, but yeah, it's meant for a fairly straight tree setup.
Gotcha. Okay. And then let's see, the next thing that I'd like to talk about is the climbing sticks. All right. Is this I see you have a couple of different varieties. You have a true climbing stick, which is like a three prong or a three step system. And then you have what looks to be like the connectors. That's like a little bit of Lego-ish and you put them together and create one big, climbing device to the tree.
Yeah. So two options there. We got that steel stacking stick. So one 20 foot continuous section, hardware connections, in between, and then, design it with ratchet straps at the top and bottom and cam buckle straps in the middle. So, again, it's a 20 foot straight stick. So meant for a little more, you know, straight setup, a little more versatility that you get there with our other design, the folding aluminum sticks. So lighter setup, that's meant more for the mobile hunters.
Right.
There.
Right. And is that sound deadening stuff in the sticks as well?
Well, with the way that those tubes have end caps on them, and hardware going through it, you don't get that that hollow feel.
I gotcha.
Sound that you do with the climbing foot platform. So it's not really as necessary.
I gotcha. Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the materials used, and I'd like you to run the whole spectrum here. We've talked about the climbers, we've talked about the hang-ons, and a little bit about the sticks here. What type of material are you using? Is it manufactured in the United States? Is like the quality of the actual product itself?
Yeah. So, I mean, we use, you know, top quality aluminum. Everything's shipped out of our operations center in Clear, Alabama, just south of Birmingham, where I'm located. So that's where we do all of our assembly and shipping. And, you know, just from a quality standpoint, very, very robust system that we've got in place at the factory. And then we do a lot of quality audits at all the incoming product at our facility, operations facility in Calera.
Okay. And that's where some of the quality checks come into play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
So it lets me get hands on and our quality manager as well to spot check all that incoming material.
Gotcha. And it also looks like you guys have a couple ladder stands, basically a steel single person ladder and a steel two person ladder stand.
Yeah. And nothing crazy there. Just,
yeah. Just pretty, an option.
Pretty standard options, but, yeah. But I mean, the best thing about there is not exactly the Summit design features that we've got, but just the Summit quality that we put into manufacturing that product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they look comfortable too, which is what you want, right? I mean, the people who are using ladder stands are probably the people who want to be the most comfortable.
Oh, for sure.
And that's just a guess on my end. What's new this year? I think I saw that you guys kind of expanded into some, some tripod stands or something like that.
Yeah, we do have one tripod, and it's kind of similar to the ladder stands where, you know, we've got options out there. It's not much, you know, not huge selling features over anybody else other than their comfortable quality stands. We talked about the dual axis hang on stand. So that's a new exciting product that we came out with, you know, last year. We also came out with the Viper Pro last year. And then this year came out with the Viper Level Pro.
Okay.
And so, that has one key patented feature to where you can change the length of the tree cable while you're up in the tree. So instead of having to guess dead on at the bottom of the tree, what the diameter change of the tree will be as you climb up, because that changes the angle of the platform, you're able to adjust that safely up in the air while completely remaining connected to the tree, where with standard climbers, you would need to climb down. And generally, you climb up and maybe you didn't guess that the tree diameter was going to taper down so much, and your platforms begin to sag below horizontal, which can be not safe and just flat out not comfortable when
absolutely
you're, facing downhill. So you'd have to climb down, put your go up one lug to bring that tree cable in a little bit, but time consuming, noisy. So with a little bit of weight added on with the Easy Level dial system that we've put onto the Viper Level Pro, you're able to adjust that on the fly while up in the tree, but both platforms still fully connected to the tree, so a very safe adjustment on the fly there.
Oh, cool. Well, that makes things a little bit more, a little easier.
Yeah. So in one of the versatility aspects of tree selection and going in there and, maybe you don't first time you've ever climbed a tree, something like that, where, if you've been on the same tree forever, what notch to put your lugs on every time. But another great feature that we've got with that is the fast track rail, which also was on the Viper Pro. So we came out with the Viper Pro last year. So it's got very similar features to the Viper Level, but it's 4 pounds lighter as it doesn't have the leveling ability. So if you are confident in your tree selection ability and sizing that tree up, maybe the Viper Level isn't for you. That would be a little bit lighter option, but still maintain all the features that we've put into both of them. And so the fast track rail allows you, we currently have 3 accessories on there. So on the outside of the seat platform's extrusion, we just used that blank space, and built a rail, it's a pretty easy operation, with the accessories we built with a T-bolt and knob, slide to the T-bolt in, tighten it down. And you've got, right now we've got 3 accessories, a phone holder, a rifle holder, and an ultimate hook. And the phone holder, I know you get into the scrolling Facebook or whatever while hunting, but for me, I'm actually pretty good about staying off my phone while I'm hunting, but it's a great camera arm for self-filming hunts.
And, okay.
Phones have great cameras nowadays.
Yeah.
And so I'm able to get that phone holder set up on the outer front of my climber frame, get my phone pointed where I want it, and then it's a rock solid camera arm at that point. And if the wife texts me or whatever, it pops up and I can ignore it, but we've got the rifle holders that comes in a pair, basically just big J hooks with a retaining strap on there. Good place to store your gear when, maybe you need to get out your binoculars or whatever. Just provides a very secure location to hold your rifle once you're up there. And then the ultimate hook is a single unit with a double J hook configuration. So this is great for hanging binoculars, grunt tube, whatever. It's an extremely versatile accessory there.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So let's talk about this then. Let's wind things down and talk about a guy's listening to this. this podcast, and he goes, "Man, I'm in the market for a new tree stand, whether that's a climber or hang on or ladder or whatever. Why should they think about going with a Summit?"
Well, I mean, the commitment to quality, safety, and comfort. I mean, that's what you're going to get with the Summit, with an absolutely tried and true design that has stood the test of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to mention, the company's been around for a long time. And yep. Because of that, like, just for example, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but Excalibur crossbows, right? They've been around for over 30 years. And so a company doesn't exist that long in this space with dog crap products, right? Or customer complaints and things like that. So, right. I mean, there's something that's going on here, and it's working, and the customers like the products that you have. And so, yeah. So, I mean, that's why you guys have been around as long as you have.
Right. And I would say, I mean, specifically to the question of a new hunter, I mean, if I need to know where I'm going to put a ladder stand, and maybe on private, you know, land, you got one feeder, one food plot, and you know where you're going to go with it. If you're a little bit new to hunting, a climber gives you the versatility to learn on the as you go, and learn the deer behavior. So whether you're new to hunting or new to a piece of property, and an experienced hunter, a climber specifically gives you the versatility there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and chat with us about Summit. Something about Mother's Day I'm supposed to talk to you about here.
Yeah. So we are running a Mother's Day promo right now. So $20 off your heated seat, the Summit heated seat. And then our sister brands, Moultrie and Code Blue, are also running some deals. So encourage y'all to go check out those savings we're running for Mother's Day.
Perfect. All right. Well, if people want to find out more about Summit Tree Stands, where should we send them?
Summitstands.com.
Perfect.
And we've got a YouTube channel as well, couple commercials, and an instruction video on our new Viper Level Pro. I would encourage y'all to go check out if you want to hear more of this voice and see my ugly mug.
Perfect. Jake, man, appreciate your time.
All right. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.